I'm Martin Rosendale, CEO of the Maryland Technology Council and partner with Newport, and you're listening to Capital M, the podcast addressing capital markets in Maryland and the Mid-Atlantic. The Maryland Technology Council is the industry trade association representing the technology and life science industries throughout Maryland. Together with our members, we're improving the business climate in Maryland and helping companies that save, secure, and improve lives around the globe every day. The Capital M podcast is intended to further the regional conversation around capital markets, define issues, identify solutions, and build consensus to drive change. I'm here today with Angela Hong-Minivan, who is the creative director for the Maryland Technology Council.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Marty. Thanks for having me.
So for those of you who don't know, Angela is responsible for most of the creative work, all the digital creative work. So our brand new website that was recently launched and other aspects, this is all Angela's work. It's all done in-house. And she is amazing when it comes to creative arts.
Thanks for the introduction, but I do have some questions for you. The first question I have is, so you've been with us for almost 7 months. Tell us your vision for the Tech Council.
Sure. So while I've only been the CEO for 7 months, I've been a member for many years, having run a number of life science companies in Maryland and frankly, outside of Maryland, five-time CEO, two-time company founder. I believe very strongly in an industry association like the Maryland Technology Council and the value that it brings, the mission that it provides to the members. And so I love the organization. I love what I'm doing. And also, it's a time when industry associations like ours are all struggling with their value proposition. Right, technology is changing how we do meetings. It's easy to do a meetup. Anybody can get the app. Anybody can call a meetup and meet with 20, 30, 40, 50 people at a pub or a bar somewhere and have an event, right? But this organization historically has always done some really top-notch events and focus those events on what the membership needs. So there's that aspect of the history of the organization, what it's done, that really appeals to me. But I also think there's an opportunity to take this organization and to do more with it. Because I see, I should say, in 2016, I had an opportunity to be the interim CEO. At that time, there was a desire to merge the Chesapeake Region Tech Council with the Maryland Technology Council, or at the time, the Technology Council of Maryland. And so I had an opportunity to come in and work with Tammy Howey at CRTC, facilitate that merger, and that was my first exposure to being on the inside, if you will, versus being an active member in the organization. And I learned a lot about the value of the legislative advocacy work and all of the things that the Technology Council does. But I also saw opportunities to provide additional value and address some of the issues that we face. So my vision, my mission, if you will, is to work with the staff, which is an amazing group of people, by the way, and the membership and the board of directors, and use this organization and the platform that it has created to help drive that change and improve the business climate in Maryland overall.
That's great. Well, we're happy to have you here, Marty. Can you tell us more about your theme for this podcast?
Sure. So in the last couple of months, I've spent a lot of time talking with members, talking with board members, and trying to assess the big issues that they face. What are the most important things that they look at every day that they feel like affect their ability to succeed? And I consistently get two responses: access to capital and workforce. And by workforce, I mean the ability to recruit and retain employees. Now, the workforce issue we will be addressing in future podcasts and future opportunities and initiatives. And actually, we're working with Montgomery College now to help them identify and define the curriculum to help with workforce. We have a project called In Maryland, which is the internship network for Maryland that we're working with in concert with the Department of Commerce. So we have some workforce initiatives going on now. But I wanted to focus initially on capital markets. And so what occurred to me is it's not about bringing investors physically into Maryland. It's about our management teams, our leadership teams, being prepared to go out and raise the capital. And as I was having these conversations with members and board members and whatnot, what I began to realize is there's this kind of backroom, boardroom conversation going on about this topic, about how do we help leadership teams, how do we help management teams gain the skills, the expertise, the knowledge, the experience that they need to effectively go out and raise capital. And that conversation, as I said, was happening in the back rooms. It wasn't happening out in public. And what I want to do is bring this conversation out. I want to elevate this conversation. I want to start looking at how to address these issues and go back to those reports that I mentioned and start using the influence of the Tech Council and our membership to go to our legislature, to talk to our governor, to even go to the Capitol Hill, to the federal legislative level, and drive change that will make this more effective for Maryland, for Maryland companies, but at the same time, get our CEOs and C-suite executives working in concert with one another, helping facilitate that change, but also working to help one another. And so the intent of the podcast is to begin that public conversation. Let's take it out of the boardroom. Let's take it out of the back room. Elevate it to a public level. Get the conversation going. Identify what are the big issues that we can address. And then let's go out together and address those issues. So I chose capital markets first because I felt like it was probably one of the most important issues to address. And I should mention one other thing. The Tech Council has a program called the Venture Mentoring Service. And what we found through this program is fascinating. We've had 37 ventures, 37 mentee companies come into this program. We have 78 trained mentors in the program, which is a tremendous commitment by those mentors, by the way. And in the course of about 2.5 years, almost 3 years, those 37 companies have successfully raised over $44 million, which is a big number. And it's the assistance, the mentorship, having somebody help them understand what it means to raise capital, understand, you know, when you're raising equity capital, you're actually selling a piece of your company, and how to manage that process and how to make sure that over the life of that company, you don't end up selling it all, so at the end when you exit, you're left with nothing. So the success of that program showed me that there's an opportunity to address this issue in Maryland, and it's my desire and the Tech Council's desire to tackle this problem head on, work with our leadership teams, work with the C-suite executives, and make this better.
That's right. Can you go more into detail on what value membership will have listening to Capital M?
Sure. Great question. So listening to Capital M, as I said, is an attempt to start the dialogue, to start the conversation. And so I hope it will be provocative. I hope that people will enjoy listening to it, that they'll hear things that will help them. I hope that they'll respond to it. I hope that they'll write to us, they'll call us, and they'll say, you know, I heard this on Capital M, and I really agree with that. That's an issue that I face as well. Or come back and say, you know, that's really not an issue at all. That's not what's happening. And really engage in that conversation. Ultimately, that's what I'm trying to facilitate with the podcast, is that engagement in the conversation. But where it's going to go from here is we are going to form what at this point we're calling C-suite collectives. To some extent, you might consider these to be peer groups, right? The kind of traits or characteristics that they will share with peer groups are the conversation will be under confidentiality. So if a C-suite executive wants to bring up an issue about their company, about their market, about their team, and they want it to be protected by confidentiality, it will be. And I expect when those kinds of things come up in this collective environment, the other C-suite executives in the room will begin to jump in and help and provide their experience and their expertise to help resolve these issues that can be resolved at that peer level. The whole advocacy aspect of what we do at the Tech Council is new to me, or I should say was new to me in 2016. I found it fascinating because when you're on the outside looking at the legislative process, it looks ugly, right? It looks messy. And when you're on the inside, what you realize very quickly is our legislators really want to do what's best for the state, what's best for employees, for companies, for the people that live in their districts, and they love to hear from us. And so the opportunity to take these issues forward, and again, they all won't be resolved. And there's always a debate, and there's always two sides to the debate. So these issues won't all get resolved quickly in exactly the way that we want them to. But if we don't engage the conversation, if we don't bring them forward to the legislators, they don't know they exist. And then there's nothing they can do about it. And so that opportunity is huge. And our ability to pull these collectives together, identify these issues, let the bigger issues surface, define them clearly, address the solutions, but then champion those solutions. Don't just drop a report on the governor's desk. Don't just come up with a PowerPoint slide deck that says these are the issues in Maryland. But let's bring the solutions forward. And we can learn from our peers in other states and what they've done. I mean, some of the most successful industry hubs are in high corporate tax states like Maryland. So you've got Massachusetts and California. And so we talk a lot about corporate taxes as an issue in Maryland, right? But that's not a barrier to success. We see it all the time in other high corporate tax states. So what are they doing? How can we respond to that issue and make and build a better business climate in Maryland as a result? So I know that's a very long answer to your question, Angela, but this is something that I feel very strongly about. It's something that I believe the Tech Council can and our membership, and I want to stress that it's all about the membership, that we can come together and we can be effective. We can help make this change. We can identify the issues that need to be addressed, and we can do something about it. And that's what the Capital M podcast is about. That's what the C-Suite Collectives will be about when we launch them. It's a big part of what the Tech Council is about, and so my expectation is that we will truly be able to drive some very positive change going forward.
So what's next? What can the audience expect for the series of podcasts and for membership?
Well, a number of things. First of all, Angela, I mentioned the website that you and Min and the whole staff worked on to put together. It's amazing. It's got some new features in it. If you are a member, there's an opportunity to go in as a profile section. So please take a look at the website. Make sure your profile is clear. Part of what we're trying to do with that, by the way, is create a marketplace. We want there to be a marketplace for Maryland companies to do business with Maryland companies. And ultimately, we want that to become a marketplace for Maryland companies to do business outside of Maryland, but a step at a time, right? So there's that aspect of where it's going from here and how we're building this going forward. I believe that this first conversation around capital markets is going to be successful. I think it's going to lead to some really interesting and fascinating and successful activities. We will be addressing workforce challenges as well, because that's going to be interesting. And then we're going to be looking at individual industry opportunities and needs, right? There's a very fascinating advanced manufacturing industry growing up in Maryland right now. And I think there's an opportunity for us to work, to come together and help develop that industry. And so we'll do it along a similar fashion, right? We'll start with podcasts. We'll start driving the conversation by getting key individuals together, letting them talk about what they're doing and why they're doing it. And then we'll form the collectives. We'll get the C-suites together in a room to begin identifying and addressing the issues to take this forward and make Maryland a better place for business. And I want to add something to that. I know, at least on the life sciences side of the region, if you will, There's been this initiative to make the region third in the country, right? Well, I can tell you, having started two companies, two life science companies in Maryland, I didn't put either one of them here because I felt like this was the third best place to be. I put them both here because this was the best place to be. And the more that we talk about it, the more that we share why that is, the more it will become apparent that this is the best place to be. And so I want to elevate that discussion as well. How do we make it clear to others that this is the best place to put their company? This is the best place to get their workforce. And I think as this evolves, that's exactly what will be happening. So that's the intent. That's the vision going forward. I hope these podcasts will become effective. Just for everyone's benefit, this is the first time I've ever done podcasts. So we'll see if I'm any good at it and whether you all appreciate it. I hope you'll listen to the podcast as you're making the commute, driving down Interstate 270 to wherever you head every morning to start your day. And then I hope you'll become a part of the conversation. I hope you'll join the organization. I hope you'll come to our meetings and our events. I hope you'll come up to me, talk to the staff, meet with Angela, meet with Michelle and Pam and Katie, Min, Wendy, and Emily, and really help us drive this conversation. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take all of us elevating the issues, defining the issues clearly, coming up with the solutions, and then becoming the champions for those solutions to take them forward. So I think we're running out of time at this point. I want to thank you, Angela, for joining me today. This is fantastic. Again, I hope you will all listen to the podcasts. Again, you're listening to Capital M, which is the Maryland Technology Council podcast focused on the capital markets in Maryland. This was my opportunity to explain to you why I'm doing it and how we're doing it and where we expect it to go from here. There will be many other podcasts to come. So if you're into podcasts, if you like something to listen to in your car while you're commuting to work, please join us. And if you need any more information, you can look at our website at mdtechcouncil.com. Thank you very much.